Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts now and always be acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Jesus said, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." In our gospel reading today, we hear about Jesus performing many symbolic actions the night before his death. And the words he spoke on this night are only with his disciples as his audience. Jesus' 3 years of ministry is drawing to a close. Jesus, accompanied by his disciples, made a triumphant entry into Jerusalem, which we celebrated as Palm Sunday earlier this week. On this Maundy Thursday, the day begins with Jesus celebrating the Last Supper with his disciples. Jesus knew the hour had come for him to depart from this world and go to his Father. From our gospel reading tonight, I would like to highlight two key concepts. Firstly, Jesus' humility in serving, and secondly, his sacrificial love for his disciples. Jesus' humility in washing his disciples' feet takes place not before the meal, but during the meal. Jesus shows his disciples his servant attitude by wrapping a towel around his waist and starts washing their feet. Jesus is performing a menial task that a host would never carry out at a dinner party in a Middle Eastern culture. I could relate this from my own South Indian culture. When we have visitors, we provide water for them to wash their own feet, but we do not wash their feet for them. And here, these disciples have been walking in the dusty and sandy deserts all day. Imagine how dirty their feet could be. Peter is feeling uncomfortable watching his master behaving like a slave. Peter wanted Jesus to be above the everyday things that went on and not to be a servant to his disciples. Jesus says, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." Unless Jesus cleanses us, we have no possibility of cleansing ourselves. In Peter's time, the world was modeled around power, hierarchy and domination. There were slaves who washed their master's feet. The world we live in now is not so different to Peter's. Those with power, wealth and prestige may find it hard to serve others. A prime example we can think of is what has been happening between Russia and Ukraine. Jesus willingly served others in the flesh. We, his followers, must also be servants willing to serve in any way that brings glory to God. Jesus considered it a priority, and so should we. Jesus performed this to show his disciples that they are to go out and extend the mission on earth by serving God and serving others to whom they took the message of salvation. Jesus challenged his disciples on the basis of what he had just done. Jesus regarded lowly service to others as an honorable act. Are we willing to humble ourselves and follow Christ's example by serving others? Secondly, Jesus served others with sacrificial love. Jesus knew exactly what was going to happen. He knew about Judas, who was about to betray him, and about Peter, who was going to disown him. Yet he did not stop loving them. In the same manner, God knows our shortcomings and limitations, yet he still unconditionally loves and forgives us when we ask for his forgiveness and turn to him. Judas did not understand, and his life tragically ended, but Peter eventually understood and kept his faith in the one who loved him. Love others is not only a new commandment, but to love others as Christ did is revolutionary. It is radical because Jesus demonstrated on the cross the extremes to which his love takes him for us. Love is a distinguishing mark of Christ's followers. We are called to love others in the same way as Christ's sacrificial love for us. Such love extends to those who are far from God, and it also enables us as Christians to be strong and united in a hostile world. Jesus is a living example of God's love, and so must we be a living example of Jesus' love. Our living must show that we belong to Christ, so others might be able to identify us as Christians through the love we extend towards them. We ought to do this out of Christ's love, not out of duty or compulsion or tradition, but entirely out of love. If we want to be called his disciples, then we must be leading a life that is based on Christ's example. If we do not know who we are in Jesus, we will be unwilling to humble ourselves until the Lord himself humbles us. To draw an example, I would like to share the humble work of Mother Teresa's love for others from her charitable work that she carried out in her life. She quotes, "When a man dies in the street for want of food, how can I ignore him? When I find a starving or naked man in the street, I cannot walk past him. I think no human being can do that. My path is clear. I see somebody dying, I pick him up. I find somebody hungry, I give him food. He can love and be loved. I don't look at his color. I don't look at his religion. I don't look at anything. Every person, whether he is Hindu, Muslim, or Buddhist, he is my brother, my sister." I think we can all do that. These words are spoken by a woman who devoted her entire life in serving the community and its people. She looks at the person and their needs and does not walk away from it. So often we draw a line around whom to love and who to cast as less loving in our lives. It is interesting that Jesus here reminds his disciples that they will be known to others by their acts of loving, as we read in verse 35 of our gospel reading today. We are also called to love others to mark our own discipleship. How can we love others as Jesus loved us? Practically, we can share our welfare with others, especially those that are currently suffering in Ukraine. We can find somebody nobody else loves and love them. We can show kindness by devoting time to listen into the hearts of people who are neglected by society. On this night, it is important to reflect not only on how we serve others, but also how we might allow others to minister to us. It is about giving our service and receiving service from others. In a moment's time, we will be actively participating in the foot washing service, and I would like to encourage us to reflect on the elements that Jesus has shown us by word and by deed, how he served with humility and love, and how we can follow that example. For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many. Amen.